Hey, yo, and here we go. Another episode of We Talk Music is on the air and in your ear. Once again, I am Martin, and with me, the King of the Casters, Mr. Brett Podcast. And Brett, you get to introduce today's talented guest.
That's true. You know, if you like great music, well, we've got great music for you. He is a producer, a singer, a songwriter. He's got some wonderful, wonderful stuff. His new track is called Lights On. Strings EMB, thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you?
My pleasure, gentlemen. I'm blessed. No complaints at all. How about yourselves?
Well, we're doing great. Get a chance to talk to you. And honestly, I mean, really, really love your music. And Lights On, such a fantastic track. There's so much to talk about with it. But, you know, why don't we get into the genesis of the track a little bit?
Yes, sir, for sure. And thank you all so very much for the love. But basically with Lights On, obviously we dropped the visual here last month just to focus on Mental Health Awareness Month. But that's basically where the idea of the song and the visual came from. As far as me dealing with it personally, obviously we all deal with depression, and I feel really deep down into depression back in 2013, 2014. And basically since then, I've just been just running away from it, just writing myself and singing myself out of it. But the idea of the song, as it dives into the very first verse, I remember the days me and my brother had. My brother and I, we had a really, really close bond and relationship. He's a professional basketball player, was a professional basketball player. And I guess just because of the outside pressure that mostly he put on himself, depression just got the best of him. So obviously just driving himself into that wall or that corner, our relationship that we had once had just ended up diminishing. And just right now we're on terms to where we haven't spoken years. Even if we are end up being in the same room, because he stays with my mom and dad, he doesn't speak to me, and it just the relationship there is shot. But obviously, this was my opportunity for this song, for one, to reach out to him, but also to try to create some kind of beautiful piece that will help resonate with other souls, to help maybe allow them to have some assistance with walking through their journey. And that's where the title of the song came from, Lights On. It's just me basically chasing my light as I continue to run away from my depression as long as God allows.
How much do you think, like, especially in the music industry, but also like the sports world and stuff like that, we kind of push away the concept of like depression and think like, oh, these people are popular and in the public eye, they shouldn't be depressed, but you are.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's probably the saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. We look at them. Or we look at certain people or entities as being perfect. So the more that we look at them and idolize them as being perfect, the more pressure they have on themselves to remain or portray that ideal of being perfect. But everyone is dealing with something. No matter how perfect you may seem, no matter how perfect things may look, everyone is dealing with something. And that something could be small to you, but could be massive to them. And while they're dwelling on it, not having the ability to actually speak out on it because they don't want to seem unflawed. I think it's really big amongst the celebrity community, but mainly amongst just individuals. If you're a person, you're striving for something, there's a level of pressure and there's a level of anxiety that we all have to deal with. And it's just up to how you deal with it and how you cope with it and try to just get through, I guess, day by day.
Obviously, you also have the song Perfect, which references your brother. So I guess that's kind of all working together here, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for checking me out.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course, man. I love it. I think Never Told is my favorite track you've done. I love that one. I think that was.
You are the man.
Yeah, I love that. That's great stuff. I get the feeling that the music is. You're a lot more than just your music, but the music is how you express your more. Does that make any sense?
You know me too well. I've only known you for 5 minutes. I feel weird. What's going on?
You know, you can pay me for counseling and everything if you want to.
But no, you're spot on. Really, yeah, I have a lot of things in store, but yeah, the music, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head. It's my way of expressing myself, and it's a fun way of me expressing myself I'm patient, but at a time, I mean, obviously being an artist, I have somewhat impatience about me, and music and production gives me that ability to have a reward of instant gratification, because I create something and then there it is. I get to dwell on that beautiful creation. And I try to do my very best to keep a positive message in everything that I do. So no matter how quick I get it out or how slow I get it out, it's always something that in hopes of touching others and helping them through their lives. So, but no, you're right on. You're right on.
It's interesting. You talk about beautiful creation, right? And of course, you're driving with your family now. And one of the lyrics that really struck me in Lights On is the knee high to tree high. Only family will pass the test, but even some of your kin, you got to watch them close. And it's just like, to me, like that just really hit me. And I think like the family is so important.
Hey, you guys are dope, but but no, and that obviously that's exactly what that meant, because I have a number of friends, but really the majority of my life was always filled and spent with family. But just like the lyric says, even though you're around your family, I mean, depending on the situation, things can get a little shaky and a little ugly there. So, I mean, yeah, all in all, it's just all about having that core. So that's why I do my best to stay with my family. I don't know if you guys care about it on the interview, but there's my wife. She's going to cover her face. And my children. It's always us plus. And usually we have our chihuahua with us, but it really is about family. I try to do everything centered and cored around love. So I just... They help keep me humble. They help keep me grounded, and I appreciate them for everything.
I think your biography said your wife is a doctor or something like that, didn't it?
Yeah. She's a cadet right now. She'll show her face now. We're actually heading to her office. But yeah, she's a chiropractor.
Chiropractor, nice, it's nice. That's actually what I wanted to be when I was young. If you didn't have, of course, it turned out I'm not smart enough, not like her, but. If you didn't have music to fight through that depression, how do you think you would have dealt with
it? Okay, so before the music, I had actually started creating this brand. Or this is my brand. It's Io Sono. It's Italian for I am, which I believe, obviously, a lot of people actually believe is the most powerful statement in the human vocabulary, because whatever comes after becomes our truth. So in the midst of my depression, I actually created the brand before I started music. Music just happened to me, really. I know a lot of people say that, but I never, ever thought about trying to pursue music. I was just in a really, really bad space in life, and I just started praying more, and I just questioned God more, just asking him, was there ever anything out there for me to basically make me happy or allow me to focus on myself? And that's when the songwriting came. But I think with the music, it just helped to roll everything together. Like how you stated, it's my ability to express myself. And it just gave me the best transportation channel to basically move everything as far as my brand, and not necessarily my clothing brand, but my brand about myself. It just allowed me to spread love and just spread my message as quickly and as efficiently as possible. But I would definitely, if it wasn't for the music, probably be doing something that leads along the line of being motivational, or at least assisting in the motivational realm for others.
Well, and it's so interesting too with the music. Like, so at what point did you realize, like were you a singer first and then like kind of a rapper, or was it the other way around? Like,
well, okay. So I don't know. I don't know if I consider myself a rapper. I can rap, so I guess if that's all it takes, then all right, I'm a rapper too. But I've been singing since I've been young. I actually did my very first performance when I was in kindergarten. I led our kindergarten graduation with Lean On Me and a few other songs. So that was my very first performance. But I've always been like a shower singer. I never really took like singing lessons, unfortunately. I was probably in singing class maybe 1 or 2 years, fifth and sixth grade. But other than that, I've just been playing around singing. It didn't really become real to me until, yeah, during that time when I was depressed. And then, like I said, the songwriting came. My friend from high school ended up hooking me up with his engineer. I went into the studio with the first song that I wrote. we actually went from scratch. I wrote it. We created the beat around it. And then once he laid the guitar on, I just got this feeling like it was just crazy chills from head to toe. And I was like, oh, yeah, I need that again. And just from there, I just haven't looked back. And I just basically been on this journey, called life with this music. So I just haven't looked back since.
Well, yeah.
We're fortunate enough to talk to musicians usually two or three times a week. And we often hear this them say that they're just channeling something that's already out there. Just reaching something that's already out there. Sounds to me like you might kind of, believe in that theory as well.
True indeed. Because it's weird. Like I said, I never chose music. I mean, if there were a pastime, I would definitely say singing was my pastime. But that's just me singing just loud and proud just because I like singing. But I never really thought, like, man, I'm going to try to pursue this music thing. It wasn't ever that. I did, even though, like, when I would see, like, singing shows, I would say, oh, man, I could probably sing that song a little better than them. And I'd probably just sing it in the shower or sing it in the bathroom. But I never really thought about pursuing music. It just kind of happened. And then it felt so good. And everything that I do as far as my music, my brand, my family, if it feels good, I'm going to try to do it again and do it again and do it again. And that's basically what this musical journey has been, just a whole bunch of feel good that I've been constantly pursuing.
Well, and it's one of the things that I love. I love the feel good, atmosphere. But and like the positive messaging is just so important, especially these days.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of the
true indeed. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I also just wanted to talk about, like during COVID, like and the family time and spending more time. Has it allowed you to spend that much more quality time with your family?
Yeah, it actually helped out a lot. I mean, not that we were disconnected, but obviously with COVID, my two children, my son and daughter, my son was, today was their very last day. That's why they're with us right now. But so they were at home out as Mutual of Omaha. My wife, she was still in her office in and out. But honestly, it just helped bring us together. My creative process, it didn't really hinder anything there because I pretty much, as a soul singer, I just create a song depending on how I'm feeling at that particular time, whether I'm in the grocery store, whether I'm shopping, whether I'm cooking, whether I'm watching TV. If a vibe hits me or if some kind of melody hits me, then I just go with it. So really COVID did nothing but better our position. Ultimately it was truly a blessing in our household, really.
So you don't sit down to write lyrics so much as it sounds like. You just find yourself singing the song already, like you're coming to it.
Yep. I don't really try. Only time I will try to write a song is if an artist sends me a beat and they want to feature. That's the only time that I try to write a song. But my songs, no, they just happen. And then I'm hopeful that I remember. All right, so let's say like how we're driving right now. If I weren't on the interview, I would probably just be looking around. And if I start humming, if the hum or the melody that I hum, if it gives me chills, then I'll hum it over and over and over. My wife will tell you, too, if I'm writing a song, they're going to know it before I go to the studio to record it because I'm singing it over and over and over. But I'll hum the melody. If it gives me the chills, then I'll record the melody with my phone. And then later I'll try to fill in the melody with lyrics. And then there's a song. And then we go into the studio. We create the beat around the arrangement. And then, there's a new track. But, the songs, really, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but they just come to me. So I don't fight it. I just roll with it.
And you got your second full-length album. Is it coming up this year? Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I know, I think I said at one point in the second quarter, but it just hit me that this is the last month of the second quarter. So it'll be around the middle to the third. I'm middle to the end of the third quarter. But, very, very soon for sure.
What can you tell us about that one?
So my very first project that's out, and I created my project on like a trilogy type deal. So the very first project is called Anchor. The second project is called A Legato A, which is Italian for is tied to, and that's going to lead into the third part of the trilogy, which is called God, or the acronym would be G-O-D, Gift of Depression. So all together it's the Anchor, which is myself, is tied to God, the Gift of Depression, because that's when I started the music. but the format or the layout of the second project is going to be similar to my first one. So there's going to be diverse tracks, a lot of live instrumentation. I love the way music, like I said, the way music feels. So in any situation, we had the ability to bring in a live musician, live guitars, live flutes, live trumpets, live trombone, and just a lot of other just instrumentation, but definitely different feels, diverse music, jazz, kind of reggaeton or dance hall type of vibes, acoustic, heavy 808s. Honestly, if there's music out there, I'm pretty much going to be putting it out with this next project here coming soon.
I get the feeling that someone like me, I hear a song and I hear what it is. You hear a song and you hear what it can be.
True indeed. True indeed.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love the instrumentation. Like, I love how full the songs are. And like, just for instance, on Lights On, like, I love Will Buchanan's work. I mean, the guitar is just so beautiful and just so, you know, in place.
Man, he's amazing. He truly is. And I actually met him through his wife. His wife, Mrs. Janet Everett, she's on my very first project, Anchor. She's on the song called That Sound, the jazz tune. She's a jazz musician. She's awesome. But that's how I met them a few years ago. We had played a show together, and my wife was like, yeah, you need one of those kind of songs. And I was like, you know what? I do. So I went home and actually wrote it within like the next 2 days. I went to record it that weekend, and then I reached out to them. And yeah, we've just been rocking and rolling ever since. Will and I, we actually went on tour, not last year, but the year before last. We went coast to coast tour. So yeah, we've been moving and grooving for a lot since then.
Well, and you're so, you know, you do so much video work too. I know you're trying to put out like something every month, and I think it's great. Like, it's a great way to keep yourself occupied, but also just a great way to keep yourself in front of the fans and in front of the eyeballs.
True indeed. True indeed. And yeah, but thank you very much for noticing that as well. During the times in COVID, that's why I say it was kind of a blessing, because it gave me an opportunity to basically focus in on the marketing, on the visual aspect of my production. And yep, that's actually when we started the one project a month type of campaign. And it's been working since then. And yeah, I mean, it gave me a way to release. It gave me a way, again, to be satisfied with that instant gratification, seeing projects out there. And also, obviously, it keeps my listeners and my followers intrigued with what's to come next. So it's been nothing but fun for me, and I'm just, yeah, happy to look forward to what's coming next.
How important is it for you to kind of maintain a level of control over all of your projects and everything that you do, but more importantly, your brand?
So my brand, yes, I need that control, only because I don't want anything weird to slip through the cracks. But as far as like creativity, honestly, I'm completely open. That's why I try to do my best to work with other artists and other stars, because we're all stars, but other artists and other stars who are serious about their craft. As long as you're serious about their craft, that means that you're not going to want to just put something out that's half worked or half assed, if I can say on air. But you're always going to basically put 100% in it. I know that I'm going to bring my 100% on my side. So if we're working together, I don't want you to have any kind of boundaries. I want you to basically be free, do your thing. So just like with the video for Lights On, the director, Andrew Steven, I know and I trust, because he was a strong recommendation from Will Buchanan, which I trust is my brother. But he was just basically a very strong referral. And I know that with that kind of referral, he's a person who's 100% about his craft. So he brought the idea of the visual for that song to me. And it coincidentally fit right in line with what I had in mind for the song anyway, and for the visual. So I don't know. I just, things tend to work out when you allow artists to be artists, and when you allow people to basically create in their free range. So I'm completely open with collabing. Yeah, if that answers the question at all. I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, we love it. That's the way, that's what we want. We want to know about you, right? But yeah, I mean, and the music video is super cool, and I know it sucks. We're totally running out of time with you here, but I wanted to say, like, A Dollar is, I think, my favorite song of yours. So I love that one. It's just got such a great sound.
My man, thank you. Thank
I also
you.
Like Options. Options was good. I like that. There's another one. That was really good. Really dig your stuff. I really do.
Yeah. I dig y'all. Man, y'all are yeah, y'all are dope. Y'all are really dope.
Well, Strings, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show. We want to give you the chance to tell everybody where they can keep up with you, how they can find Lights On, and just, you know, follow you and listen to your music, because they need to.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you very much. But yep, as he stated, I'm Strings EMB. That's spelled STRINGZ EMB on Instagram. It's all one word. Twitter is all one word. On your favorite digital and streaming platform, just put a space there, STRINGZ space EMB. Add me to your playlist. I promise I have something to fit whatever kind of vibe or mood you're in. I can also alter that mood if you need me to do so. I have a bunch of visuals out on YouTube. Strings EMB again, STRINGZ EMB. But honestly, everything that I do is for the city of St. Louis, is for the love of my family, and I'm just pushing from here to eternity, baby. So rock with me. I promise to rock with you back. Love you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and you know, give your family our best, and keep going. And thank you again, because so talented. Oh, hey, yay! And we love talking to you, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, so quit talking to us. We're nothing. Go spend time with your family. You're a fortunate man.
I appreciate you, fellas. You have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
See, I remember them days me and my brothers had. I would gladly give it all up just to get them back. We talk about whipping a wraith and letting this money stack. But then you left me, now I'm derailed and shit's off track. It's easy money, baby, just get to me. And I'ma pass it on an easy legacy. We put in way too much time to give it up right now. I know it's getting closer, and I'ma show you now. And that's a vow, nigga. Lights on, the sun is shining on me, but still I'm feeling lonely. I got a problem. Lights on. Ones you love on your back and hip. No second guessing, no thinking. You won't have time, cause when it happens overnight, all your weaklings shine. Gotta have a strong core, no P90X. Knee high to tree high, only family will pass the test. But even some of your kin, you gotta watch them close, cause that mighty green is a bitch if you ain't had a dose. And that's for sure, yeah. Lights on, the sun is shining on me, but still I'm feeling lonely. I got a problem. Lights on. But I'ma keep my head up, this is my time to lend up. Lord, I got them. Lights on, I do whatever it takes. Sucking and dodging them face and them snakes. Fuck them. Lights on, you said you're out for me, but I can barely see. Somebody please turn the lights on. And it's a shame how the cash cows, time ends power. Shop from the inside where your friends ride, the car runs slow. Nowhere to recharge the power source when it gets too low. Turn the lights up, the noise down, hopping round town. And it's a shame how the cash cows, time ends power. Shop from the inside where your friends ride, the car runs slow. Nowhere to recharge the power source when it gets too low. Lights on, the sun is shining on me, but still I'm feeling lonely. I got a problem. Lights on. But I'ma keep my head up, this is no time to let up. Lord, I got them. Lights on, I do whatever it takes. Tucking and dodging them face and them snakes. Fuck them. Lights on, you said you're out for me, but I can barely see. Somebody please turn up. Yeah, yeah. lights on.